Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons cards cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 19 to 23. They read, "When Moses had proclaimed every commandment of the law to all the people, he took the blood of calves, together with water, scarlet wool, and branches of hyssop, and sprinkled the scroll and all the people. He said, 'This is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you to keep.' In the same way, he sprinkled with the blood both the tabernacle and everything used in its ceremonies. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. It was necessary, then, for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these sacrifices, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these." The writer continues his commentary on the significance of the New Covenant and the difference between the Old and the New Covenants. He mentions the fact that the Old Covenant and the things that were meant to be holy and meant to be special and meant to be pure and devoted to God were covered by blood. They were purified by association with blood, the blood of calves and many other animals. And, everything was pretty much sprinkled with blood, he says in verse 21 and 22. It was costly. I think that's the point. It was costly. He connects, if you want to look it up later, passages from Exodus 24 with Leviticus 14, for example, or Numbers 19, you can look those up, Numbers 18 as well, verse 9. He's putting all these together, remembering the kind of sacrifices that were made and their purposes, and also Exodus 29:37, "For 7 days make atonement for the altar and consecrate it, then the altar will be most holy, and whatever touches it will be holy." Leviticus 8:15, "Moses slaughtered the bull, took some of the blood with his finger, put it on the horns of the altar to purify the altar, and he consecrated it to make atonement for it." Also Leviticus 16, verses 16 to 20. You might like to read that as background to this passage. And so there's a costly sacrifice being made here to purify and make holy the temple and the tabernacle, the place where God met his people, communicated with his people, and where forgiveness was granted. And in verse 23, he sums up then the difference, that those things were, the temple and the tabernacle, were just copies of the heavenly things. They had to be purified with those sacrifices, but the heavenly things themselves are far better than the things we've had here on earth in the temple and the tabernacle and the objects within them. The heavenly things are far better, so they had to be purified with even a better sacrifice. And of course, that sacrifice is Jesus. A perfect sacrifice was necessary for the perfect sanctuary. The earthly Holy of Holies was not perfect and was administered by an imperfect man, the high priest. But that was just a shadow of the real sanctuary in the heavens, now administered by the perfect man, Jesus. And we, and here's the great thing about this, we get to enter that sanctuary. We enter it in prayer while we're in this life because of the blood of Jesus, Hebrews 10:19. "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new living way opened for us through a curtain that is his body, since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God." That's the whole point. We can draw near to God because of this perfect sacrifice. What an encouraging thought for the day ahead. Next time we'll go on to verse 24. Until then, if you'd like to know more, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And in iTunes, if you type in MCCX to the search bar and look under podcasts, you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.